To say these washing machines are kept busy is probably an understatement.
They're large washers, and I'm going to guess somewhere around 24, probably maybe even 30 loads in a day.
Ryan and his crew put in 16-hour days throughout the three-week training camp to ensure every player has his equipment, uniform, and pads ready to go for each and every practice.
We've got three full-time people and four summer interns that are more than full-time during a training camp period, and six young ball boys. You know, cleaning and maintaining all the protective equipment, you know, daily laundry for two practices, one walkthrough, one practice. There's thousands of pounds of laundry going through on a daily basis, and the towels that go with it, and, you know, just getting everything distributed on a timely basis so they're ready for practice.
If you can't find Mike Wobschall on the practice field doing an interview with a player or coach, you can usually find him on his computer, writing a story, or posting updated news on the Purple.
I'm trying to make observations on who looks good, and I really want to try and find trends and see who's having a good camp. And my goal at the end of the day is to go back to the office where I work, which is back in our dorms, and write something positive about the team and let fans know how the team is doing at practice and who's looking good and what are our prospects for the upcoming season. I can really convey what's going on with the team best, I feel, in writing, but I also do some other things. I appear on some of our TV shows with Paul Allen, Vikings Game Plan, and I interview players after practice for our website, and we have videos of those up. So I try and do as much as I can to convey to fans what is going on with their team, because most fans of the Vikings can't come here to training camp and watch. So my responsibility is to be the eyes on the team for fans who can't be here.
Just down the hall from the temporary home of the Vikings Entertainment Network sits a small office that sees plenty of activity.
Organization, logistics, things like that are huge when we're down here, because we've got so much coming in and going out on a daily basis. We do, we have a daily run back to our facility in Eden Prairie where we're going to pick up whatever, you know, is shipped in or mailed into Eden Prairie that day. We also have local deliveries with FedEx and UPS and all the various other, you know, shipping companies. We've got the standard U.S. Postal Service stuff that comes in. I think for us being behind the scenes, our number one goal is to do whatever, whenever, so that the players and coaches can concentrate on football. So when we're not at our home base, you know, at Winter Park, we want to be operating as if we are. So just to make sure everyone's comfortable, have what they need, and, you know, hopefully that helps translate on the field.
Football players go through their fair share of food, but putting on an NFL training camp requires hundreds of people, and they all have to go somewhere to eat.
Beverage-wise, we do for sure. You know, we go through probably 10 cases of different Gatorades, you know, about 40 cases of Aquafina water. They have Pedialyte and some other things they drink for hydration. Food-wise, it's probably about, you know, 70, 80 pounds of protein per meal.
Feeding this many people three times a day isn't an easy thing, especially with the endless array of choices.
So here we have a salad bar. Everything that we do really is in correlation with the nutritionists and the training staff for the Vikings. So everything that you see on our salad bar here is done in connection with them. We have a station over here is our made-to-order station. We call it our exhibition station. Something that, you know, they can pick whatever they want, put it together. We have our soup and pasta station. Lunch, it's generally two proteins, either a beef and a chicken, and then a fish, and then two vegetables, and then also two starches that they have. Dinner's the same thing, except for it's more specific as far as to the different themes that we have. And then over here, we have our smoothie bar. You'll see a lot of different things on the smoothie bar. We got broccoli, we got spinach, a variety of different fruits, peanut butter, honey, bananas, yogurt that we put in and we mix for them to order. And then we have our made-to-order deli station. It's a mini Subway. Fresh cut fruit and whole fruit, we have that throughout the day. We do turkey burgers, turkey hot dogs, veggie burgers, french fries, cheeseburgers. We do have frozen yogurt, fat-free frozen yogurt for them, and then we have cookies and ice cream as well for the players to eat. That's really, I mean, on a functional basis, I mean, there's a lot of different options for them. They're not going to go hungry.